are what they had really known down on the beach when the smoke of home had beckoned. The fire was out, smokeless and dead. The watchers were gone. A pile of unused fuel lay ready. Ralph turned to the sea. The horizon stretched, impersonal once more, barren of all but the faintest trace of smoke. Ralph ran stumbling along the rocks, saved himself on the edge of the pink cliff, and screamed at the ship.
"Come back! Come back!"
He ran backwards and forwards along the cliff, his face always to the sea, and his voice rose insanely.
"Come back! Come back!"
Simon and Maurice arrived. Ralph looked at them with unwinking eyes. Simon turned away, smearing the water from his cheeks. Ralph reached inside himself for the worst word he knew.
"They let the bloody fire go out."
Remember who they are? Jack promised that his hunters would keep the fire going, but he must have forgotten all about it while he got his face painted and went out hunting. Now a ship is going past, and there's no smoke to signal it that the kids are on the island. How's Ralph going to feel about this? And will Jack even care what happened? Let's find out. Keep reading from the middle of page 68, where it says, "He looked down the unfriendly side of the mountain."
He looked down the unfriendly side of the mountain. Piggy arrived, out of breath and whimpering like a little'un. Ralph clenched his fist and went very red. The intentness of his gaze, the bitterness of his voice, pointed for him. "There they are." A procession had appeared, far down among the pink stones that lay near the water's edge. Some of the boys wore black caps, but otherwise they were almost naked. They lifted sticks in the air together whenever they came to an easy patch. They were chanting, something to do with the bundle that the errant twins carried so carefully. Ralph picked out Jack easily, even at that distance, tall, red-haired, and inevitably leading the procession. Simon looked now, from Ralph to Jack, as he had looked from Ralph to the horizon, and what he saw seemed to make him afraid. Ralph said nothing more, but waited while the procession came nearer. The chant was audible, but at that distance still wordless. Behind Jack walked the twins, carrying a great stake on their shoulders. The gutted carcass of a pig swung from the stake, swinging heavily as the twins toiled over the uneven ground. The pig's head hung down with gaping neck and seemed to search for something on the ground. At last the words of the